Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, USDA has released the latest crop production and WASDE, World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Update. We checked in with Allendale's Rich Nelson to get the latest. Let's start off by talking about the crop production numbers.
I don't think that was a big surprise here for us. The issues we saw is obviously the Western Corn Belt, quite strong production numbers. We did see USDA recognize a small problem with Illinois and Indiana, so that kept these numbers from getting a bit large. So crop numbers, 15.019 billion bushels. In that case, that's about 23 million over USDA's take here from last month. You know, as far as the soybean side, these numbers probably a little bit larger than the trade expected to see. Yields increasing from 50.6 to now 51.5. And heck, this production discussion here, that also made some pretty good changes there too. We saw production going from 4.374 to now 4.448. Now, the story for soybeans, a little different than corn, they left Illinois and Indiana unchanged and raised most of the other states here. So corn and soybean production higher. Now, keep in mind, as far as the wheat discussion here, USDA already gave us their take on 2021 wheat production on that September 30th small grains summer report. That one did show a decline for winter wheat production as well as the spring wheat crop.
And what did we see with the actual WASDE numbers?
And as far as the supply-demand numbers from USDA, for the most part, on the corn side, we're okay with their numbers. In fact, we saw stocks increasing from 1.408 to now 1.5 billion bushels. Some might question USDA's take as far as usage. They did increase lower feed residual by about 50 million bushels, which some people may question there. As far as the soybean discussion, ending stocks increasing from 185 million bushels last month, now 320. This increase in beginning stocks, as well as the larger than expected production, certainly hitting us a little bit as far as the supply issue. And despite this over 100 million bushel increase for total supply, USDA only jumped crush by about 10 million bushels. So increasing supply, but not much of a discussion on the demand side, which is a concern. As far as the wheat side, we saw numbers decreasing from 615 million bushels last month, now 580. One small concern about their numbers, they did not touch the problematic export discussion. Keep in mind, exports have been running, 10 weeks in a row, quite poor here. So a little concerned what they may do here next month here.
To hear my complete conversation with Rich Nelson at Allendale over crop production and the WASDE report, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised spring-bred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.